producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, do we have a lot to jump on. It's all about fighting, my friends. Fighting over access to a crash site. Fighting over what's going to happen with the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Fighting over delays, more importantly, in VA health care, especially when it comes to the mental health care variety, which is now soaring as far as suicides are because so many people are waiting. We're still waiting for charges to be filed, frankly, against the people who let people die on that second phantom list that they made up in Phoenix and in some other areas. That's very troubling, needless to say. But it is about taking care of the veterans now. We may have some sort of a compromise, but what does it all add up to? We're going to talk about that this hour as well. But I think one of the big things is the fact that you got our president who is calling Netanyahu and saying, listen, we got to have a ceasefire. We need a humanitarian ceasefire because the UN now is all over this after that UN school was hit where Israel is saying it's baloney. There wasn't any people there. And the Palestinians are saying, or really Hamas is saying, oh, that's not true. There were people that were being refugees and whatnot that were being housed there. Either way, this is a nightmare of epic proportions. And listen, if you think, well, listen, we think it's terrible, but what do we have at stake here? We have a lot at stake here. We have pumped dollars into this. And also, from a PR point of view, let's face it, go back, re-rack to the Arab Spring and the conversations about, we're going to try to make nice and try to come up with a peace process here for the Palestinians and the Israelis. Baloney. Were you ever buying that when you saw anything that was happening at the Gaza Strip, by the way? Of course you weren't. Of course you weren't buying it. So the UN Council is demanding for a ceasefire. They're furious because they feel as though they've been even more violated than before. Since one of their schools was hit, and there's misinformation flying around about that. But the fighting is going on. There's Hamas is firing rockets, and Israel, frankly, is right in the thick of it, too, as well. And Netanyahu, I really honestly think he could care less about what Obama says. He's playing the game, and he's playing the game because, you know, America is a powerful ally, let's face it, believe it or not, we still are. And we're pumping money into Israel. But behind closed doors, I'd love to hear what Netanyahu has to say. I know the one thing he said is that, yeah, you know, with what people think, yeah, I'm not so worried about it. I'm worried about security. I think the tunnels, the fact that they found these tunnels that were being dug into Israel from the strip and in different areas really rattled his cage. Netanyahu, by the way, was on one of the Sunday shows. He was on Face the Nation. And he said that the Palestinians are using their civilians as the human shields. And this is what I keep saying. There's no way you can totally slam the Israelis when you know what Hamas represents, when you really know what Hamas represents. And the fact that they're willing to lie about using people, and that's exactly what they're doing. So they use the people, prop them up. They don't care if they get their heads blown off or any other body part. And then say, look what Israel is doing to us. So Netanyahu is saying, we're going to be secure. We're not backing down off of this. We're not doing that. And we're not backing down if you're upset about how many people are being killed by my army. Because he's saying, we're not targeting civilians. We're not at all. But Hamas is piling up the bodies to do the PR campaign thing and capture that on video. and say, look what they're doing to us. So he's saying, we got to discredit them. We got to discredit them. They're lunatics, and we have to disarm them. And I would have to say, I agree, man. I agree. Wake up. I mean, Hamas, are you kidding me? Islamic Jihad at the top of the chain. At the top of the chain. So good for Netanyahu for jumping on the Sunday show when they called on him. Because I truly believe him. I don't think they're making it up. I mean, these bodies that are piling up are because of the fact of the human shield thing. So give me a break. We you know where we stand. We have to stand somewhere, right? On this, and we're in the thick of it. I mean, we are. We're in the thick of it. And all of a sudden, it's like saying you're backing up Israel is a dirty word. I don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe you can enlighten me. I don't know. How do you feel about that? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I'll throw it out right at the top. Over 2,000 rocket attacks. Wow. 2,000 rocket attacks. And some would say, well, isn't that overkill? Isn't that ridiculous? Why have 2,000 rocket attacks? Because Netanyahu knows, after the coming across those tunnels, Hamas is, that's not a group of fools. They're trying to come up with different ways that they can flip this thing around. And they have many, many allies of their own, including the North Koreans, by the way, because the North Koreans are supposedly shelling out the arms that they need, the missiles, that kind of stuff, that they need to keep going up against Israel. And they're paying. I mean, of course, North Korea's going to take the money. Hamas has a lot of money. They're paying for it, and that's it. Boom, that's all they need to know. And so supposedly as well, I don't know how much you can read into this, but the clever idea of building the tunnels in Gaza that allow the fighters to move the weapons undetected and get close to Israel and come up into the belly of Israel in different spots, that knowledge came from the North Koreans. Because they're top of the list when it comes to invasion tunnels. That's how they've been able to secretly get into South Korea. Now, they found only 4 tunnels, right? When it comes to Korea, for this the time period between the 70s and, you know, early 1990, if we flush this out a little bit more. But they know how to do it. They think there's more of them, by the way. But jumping to the Israel situation and Hamas, is the Israeli commanders think that they've got that information, Hamas did, because of the expertise that North Korea had. So they were able to improve on their tunnel work. And Hamas needs missiles, large numbers of them. So Pyongyang has a lot of ties with, guess what, militant Islamist groups in the Middle East. No kidding. So Hamas falls into that category. That's where they're getting them. How about you figure out a way to cut that off? That's a way to end it. Israel needs to find out how that's coming in and shut that operation down as quickly as they can. Stay with us. Talking about the VA next. If you want to mix into this conversation, please do. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Just me, baby, let the fire.
You want to hear the good news? Some of it for you here on America Tonight as we kick off the week. Tomorrow, you'll hear some yapping coming out of Washington in front of the mics on both sides of this. Well, really, Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, Jeff Miller, Republican from Florida, are all on top of this thing now because it was a war of words between the two, the senator from Vermont and the congressman from the Sunshine State, were at each other's throats just last week. But something changed, and it changed because, you know, it doesn't matter what label you wear, you know that you, me, and everybody else in America, we feel like nobody is in the bunkers with these guys. We do. After that nonsense in Phoenix, and thank goodness someone ripped the lid off of that. I mean, you know, you knew there was problems with the VA. You never could get anywhere with them. And now you saw what happened in full force, what happens when you really tick off the American people, frankly. And the double list thing, the phantom list and then the real list and the people who died while they were waiting to get treatment, which was just abhorrent, and every other word you could possibly think of, whether it's a $10 word or a 2-cent word, doesn't matter. It's all ugliness. And the fact that nobody seems to be paying the price for that is still outrageous to me. How about some manslaughter charges being filed? But you got to rectify this situation. So it's unacceptable not to have some kind of a reform bill, something that pumps money in, personnel, that kind of thing, immediately. Some things have changed at the VA. You can tell, as I know by friends, that it's a lot different the last couple of months ever since this scandal broke than it had been previous to that. But when a study comes out and you find out that delays for mental health care leads to high suicide risks, oh, that's no good, my friends. That's unacceptable. You don't ship people out, take their service, and then chew them and spit them out when they can't handle it. Because really, who could handle some of the things that some of those veterans have seen? About two-thirds, they say, who needed mental health care at a VA clinic had long delays getting appointments. This is Stars and Stripes. Great, great mag, by the way, to read. So Stars and Stripes had a study by the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans specifically. And the survey of the young veterans, mostly from the Army or even the Marines, so the first liner guys, revealed that about 50% of vets know at least one veteran who has tried to kill himself. I ask you, for anybody listening out there who served, do you find that to be accurate? Do you think those numbers are accurate? I think they are. 2,000 veterans who replied to the survey say that suicide and mental health are the biggest issues facing soldiers who took part in Iraq and then the Afghan wars after 9/11, of course. 31% have thought about taking their own lives since joining the military. 40% know at least that one person, at least one, from either one of the two wars who has committed suicide. And this number's staggering, but it shows you the need, and thank goodness people are talking about it. Thank goodness. 53% of vets have a mental health problem. 27% aren't going for treatment. Why? Part of it is because they have difficulties getting an appointment, as compared to the veterans who went to other places that weren't VA facilities and found that they could get through faster. And it's about the care. Access care, baby. Getting in quickly. So widespread delays lead to even worse things. Now we have the list of people. Okay, here, these people probably died because they didn't get care soon enough. And then let's add these others who committed suicide who didn't get any mental health treatment because they were also waiting. So, you know, enough is enough. And here's what the latest is, by the way. And if you want to throw in on that and you know somebody, I mean, you know, those numbers pretty true. 855-266-5283. I'm going to keep throwing them at you throughout the digits if you want to hop on to this stuff. But so Miller and Sanders come up with this compromise, and two different ways to look at this. One would be billions, and it would lead to 27 new clinics and more doctors and nurses. The acting VA secretary says he needs $17.6 billion. And I still believe they've probably reached this compromise, but what's really going to come out of this? Maybe it's time to just say enough is enough and let's privatize. Let's privatize the veterans' health care. Let's turn those assignments into that. Private medical help. Unless they can hurry up and get this thing cleaned up fast. Fast. So the Republicans were blasting the Democrats for boycotting the talks on the VA legislation last week. Over the weekend, they worked. Some committees worked, and they actually came up with, supposedly, this compromise. Monday, they'll announce details at a news conference. So a tentative deal, and I don't think they'll go back on this. Because this isn't about labels. This is about getting elected, midterm elections. And I'm not saying that everybody in Congress is not helpful to the veterans, because that would be a lie. I mean, not everybody falls into the useless, same old on the Hill. It's just the vast majority do. So this deal would require a vote by conference committee of House and Senate negotiators, votes in the full House and Senate, if they're going to get this done. But they say there's significant progress, and the negotiation had collapsed on Thursday. So this is good. Whatever the competing plans, however it's been worked out, that's a good thing. Emergency spending, leasing these new clinics, I think they all agree on that. More doctors and nurses. Then they could get appointments in easier, quicker, if you will. And then VA doctors, if they have to, get the outside care. If they can't get them with the VA doctors. So Sanders, his would cost about $12 billion over three. Miller, $10 billion emergency spending and a promise of more. And both bills are a lot less than bills that were approved last month, by the House and Senate. So I don't know, maybe this works. Because the Congressional Budget Office kind of threw a monkey wrench into everything. They said the costs, they estimated that the cost of more than the lawmakers had expected, $44 billion in the case of the Republican-led House proposal and $35 billion for the Democratic Senate plan. And the problem, let's face it, is the backlog. And more staff. If you have that many people returning, which now we do, and then you've got veterans of other wars, like recently, they've seen a spike in Agent Orange claims. So that means more Vietnam vets are going to the medical centers trying to get treatment. But with the House and the Senate set to say adios at the end of the week until September, then with these competing bills, they got to come up with something. They got to come up with something. And if they don't, I mean, there's a time for the president to step in then. Because I don't like the executive orders, executive actions, anybody, any more than anybody else does. But if you're going to make one, we've already seen this happen with the situation with the illegals at the border. For goodness sake, we can't do that. To help the veterans, yeah, I would think so. This is when we need it. I mean, the blame game, who cares? Whatever they have to do. You know, push for the up and down vote on the compromise. Push for that. Get that done. Emergency funding, whatever it is. Now, some things, like I mentioned, have improved. Have improved for the veterans. But it has been a slow, slow process. A very, very slow process. And when you're looking at suicide rates, you're looking at people who have severe things that are wrong with them, they can't wait. They can't wait. They need help now, so they need that compromise to happen. They need it to happen. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends right here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Crazy odds and ends here on America Tonight as we get ready to swing into the last week in July. Wow, where does the time go, man? It is crazy, isn't it? Up in smoke. How about this deal in Denver? I have a good friend, a college roommate that lives in Colorado, and I know a couple of other people that live in Denver. And when you talk to them about the pot thing, like, yeah, look at all the money that's coming into the state. What are the pros and cons? You're there. You see it. You see the tourists coming in to get marijuana, and you see what's happening now 5-6 months into this. And apparently one of the effects of marijuana in Denver is they say that they're seeing more. They're saying that they're seeing, I mean, it's not really funny, actually. It's just strange. They're saying they're seeing more people at homeless shelters since pot was legalized. Because you have young people that are living on the streets. There's a place called Urban Peak, quoted all over the place. And they give out, you know, food, and they, of course, have shelter and other services that they can offer to homeless people, young people, that are about 15 to 24, and they do this in Denver and Colorado Springs. They say the majority are here because of weed. Flat out, they're saying it. And they don't really have an agenda in this. They say they find out, you know, as they talk to the people and they're getting them in and all that kind of stuff. It's a pot thing that they're traveling through the system. And the Salvation Army, they've got a men's shelter in Denver. They're serving more homeless. They see an increase in 18 to 25-year-olds. The average of amount of people that they housed last year, 200-some, right? And this summer, it's averaging over 300 per night. Younger people, they're seeing this related to pot, including people, I guess, and this kind of makes sense if you think about it. So you hear the stories, oh, it's like pot is like a gold highway now in marijuana, the marijuana industry. If you want to get into it, move there, buy some land, grow some plants. So seriously, it's been like a suction cup. And then there are people that are moving to try to find work in the marijuana industry, and they can't. They can't because a lot of the people have felony backgrounds, so they can't work in pot shops and grow houses because, guess what? It's regulated by the state. They want their take, and it's regulated by the state. The state, rather, because there's too much at stake. And then there might be some people that find work, but they don't make enough to pay the kind of rent that you have to pay for something in Denver. Denver's pretty expensive to live in Denver. So all of these homeless shelters are saying the numbers are incredibly up, and that's all they can point to. That the reason is also perhaps maybe some making the leap from high school to college, but they see mostly the marijuana thing. That's what it's about. Hoping they'll catch a break, hoping they'll catch a deal to get in the industry, or just, you know, being stoned and not being able to get their lives together. Pretty wild. I don't know. When this happened, when marijuana was legalized, when you start to think of all the angles, the good and the bad as a result of it, I wouldn't have put that on the list. I don't know. I just wouldn't have thought of that. But it makes sense if you think, geez, this is such a great industry. You need to come here, or you need to go there because it looks so cool, all the stories I'm seeing, and I can clip weed and make some money that way. But that's just not really, what's happening. And in the meantime, another after effect of up in smoke in Colorado is the feds are testing how much pot you can smoke until you are too wasted to drive. I know some of you know what that's about, right? And there's a small group of people that have volunteered. You know, it's like that getting drunk thing. They have people that get drunk and then see how much it takes for them to get drunk. You know, like a survey, or the police do it. And this time it's pot. So the feds are supplying the marijuana and seeing how much it is that they have to smoke before they get stoned to get behind the wheel. And it's part of what the federal scientists are calling a comprehensive study, the biggest ever conducted on how marijuana and pot combined, even with alcohol, affects drivers. And they're analyzing it to help them decide how stoned is too stoned to drive. Can you imagine those signs all over Denver? If you're too wasted on weed, just say no. Don't get behind the wheel. And they do this for drunk driving. I know. I was a part of the study once. It was a television newsroom thing, but along with the police, and it was about how many drinks you could have. So they recruited volunteers from around Iowa City, which at the University of Iowa, they have a national advanced driving simulator, so that's where they could test them. That makes sense, right? I'm sure they had no trouble finding people that would do it. And what they do is they drive for about 40 minutes, and then the simulator mimics the feel, the look, everything from parking lots, gravel roads, deer jumping out, passing cars, all that kind of stuff. And each of the 19 drivers who completed the 6 combinations of pot and alcohol gave blood and saliva tests during their drives to check intoxication levels. So the testing wrapped up in the spring, and now they're studying the other variables checked by the tests. They want to have the initial data by October. They want to have it by then. See, it makes sense. I mean, how do you know? How can you tell if someone's too stoned? Are they driving slower? How does that impact you? But think of things that can impact you driving. You know, I mean, it's crazy. Even talking about this makes me nuts in a way. Because okay, alcohol. How much of the world is on prescription drugs? Do you think they're affected by some of the drugs that they take, or the reactions slower? Of course, alcohol, distracted driving, texting while driving. I worked with somebody out of Los Angeles who told me in the 6-month period, he was hit by a young female driver, different ones, like 3 times, texting. Just fender benders, but they just rammed into him. And it turned out they were texting 3 times. So then you start to compare all these things, and my goodness, is it really safe to get in the car anymore? But it's tricky. It is. I get the marijuana thing being trickier. It is definitely different than, in a different way, it's different than alcohol. It wouldn't be the same thing. I mean, one person reacts differently, and another person's body reacts differently to marijuana, just like alcohol. Alcohol is different in a man who carries more weight than a lighter female, maybe. And then what is it they're drinking? I don't know. I mean, there's just so much. There's so many things that can manipulate the data in this. Really. To come up with something concrete, I think it's interesting to do it. But what's going to be concrete? I mean, how do they measure that? And you legalize marijuana, you got to live with these consequences. You got this homeless issue, you got people flocking to Colorado because they think they're going to make a bunch of money. They're going to have all of a sudden a crop of their own stuff. They're going to be able to sell it, whatever unrealistic, crazy ideas they have. It's not that surprising, except for the homeless thing to me. I wasn't thinking that. But you're going to attract as much money as being pumped into the economy there, or the coffers of the state, and what the people who own the shops are making. Of course it's going to do that. We live in the entrepreneurial world. Who isn't going to think, oh, that gig looks good. I'd love to get that gig. I'd love to have that gig. What do I have to lose? I'm in my 20s. I'm not doing anything. I'm kicking back. So it's not necessarily, I guess, you know, I'm answering my own question. It's not necessarily that incredibly shocking if you think about it. But I think some of the other things that are going to happen as a result of the being naive and not realizing, big picture-wise, things you had to think about, I think there's going to be a couple of other things that are going to catch the people in Colorado off guard. Things that really they didn't think about before. And a lot of it relates to rights. Marijuana rights. Smoking marijuana. And, you know, what is it? Where's the line drawn? All right, and then finally this one. Boy, Keith Urban couldn't be bigger. And it's not just country heads, I guess, that like him. He plays all over the place. And people went kind of crazy at his concert. 22 people were hospitalized as a result of one of his concerts over the weekend. And 50 people were arrested. They were arrested. He was in Mansfield. Think about that. In the Northeast, in Massachusetts. And people got a little crazy. So his Raise 'Em Up tour sent people into a frenzy. Go figure. Hall of Fame, Major League Baseball, some pretty big names.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm so humbled and honored to be a part of this historic class of First Ballot Hall of Famers, to share the stage in front of all the legendary men who made the game better for us all. I'm speechless. I want to personally thank you all for being great role models and making this great game what it is today.
To Tom Glavin, Greg Maddux, and I have to mention the third member of the Big Three, John Smoltz. I can honestly say I would not be standing here today if it weren't for you guys. Together, these guys earned 6 Cy Young Awards while wearing a Braves uniform.
I had a couple goals in mind each time I put on the uniform. The first was to represent the logo on the front. That meant to play hard, play the game the right way, and give it your all whenever you stepped on the field. As the old saying goes, play hard because you never know who's watching you for the first time.
People ask me why I have no Hall of Fame plaque, no logo, or why my Hall of Fame plaque has no logo. I spent 12 years in Chicago, 11 in Atlanta, and both places are very special to me. Without experiences in both cities, I would not be standing here today. On behalf of my family and all those I've mentioned, thank you for this incredible honor.
Wow, what a Hall of Fame class. Frank Thomas, Bobby Cox. This is who you heard in that order. Frank Thomas, Bobby Cox, Tom Glavin, Greg Maddux, who said you heard him there splitting his time between Atlanta and Chicago. Didn't want to go in with one particular hat because when you go to the Hall of Fame, Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, you see these cool plaques and the hats, you know, of whatever team is represented. So that was huge, needless to say, over the weekend, Major League Baseball, I mean, emotional, very emotional for a lot of the people that were inducted. And we haven't even finished the list yet. I worked with somebody who was inducted on the journalist side, Eric Nadell, the longtime voice of the Texas Rangers. And boy, if somebody deserved to be in there, he certainly does. He lives and breathes the game and has been with the team for so long. But Joe Torre apologized for leaving people out of his speech because he was trying to get everybody in he could. Tony La Russa, same thing. He also was admitted into this monumental Hall of Fame class. I mentioned already Frank Thomas and the great pitchers Tommy Glavin and Maddox. So what a baseball enshrinement on Sunday. And the crowd was crazy. 50,000 people were there with those powerhouse names. Fans come from, you know, all over the place. And that would be a fun one to have been at for sure. I mean, absolutely. You're a big baseball fan, Matt. So I think of, and I've been to, actually, luckily I've been fortunate enough to be, I've been at some of those ceremonies, but that would have been crazy to have a seat at that one, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think every year it's kind of a crapshoot with the Hall of Famers. Who's going to get in? Is there going to be a veteran that will finally reach the mark and get in like there was for Robbie Alomar and Burt Blylev a couple of years ago? You just had those two guys. But this year, the class, I mean, it was just one legend after another pretty much and guys that were first ballot Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. I was looking at there was somewhere I saw the stats. Like, they had everybody's stats. And, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. Even if you look at Joe Torre, who had to deal with the demanding George Steinbrenner, and he was there. I covered Joe Torre. He was there, you know, in 96 on and had 10 division titles, 6 AL pennants, 4 World Series in 12 years. I mean, talk about a success. And then what's crazy is Torre was one of those guys who I think, by the way, should be on the list to be the baseball commissioner, because they're looking for who the next commissioner is. But he's the only guy to have more than 2,000 hits and win more than 2,000 games as a manager. And he was the last one. He closed out the deal. And I love what he said. He said, baseball is a game of life. It's not perfect, but it feels like it is.
I think Joe Torre is the ultimate buffer zone.
I do, too.
Because you have... He like had these star players that were making millions of dollars that, I mean, anybody in the mid to late 90s, you saw like what he would go through. And then into the, you know, early 2000s too, where, I mean, George Steinbrenner just went out and bought players. And you had this maniacal, egotistical owner that had his fingers in everything. And Joe Torre was able to kind of work it out. And he was just the buffer zone between these super egotistical players, the egotistical owner, and just the New York media. He's able to handle it all.
Yeah, well said. He really was. He said, our sport is the part of the American soul, and it's ours to borrow just for a while. I mean, I love that line. I'm going to say it without butchering it. Our sport is part of the American soul, and it's ours to borrow just for a while. If all of us who love baseball and are doing our jobs, then those who get the game from us will be as proud to be a part of it as we were. And we are. This game is a gift, and I am humbled, very humbled, to accept its greatest honor. I mean, so cool. And what a day of reunions, too, because you have Glavin, Maddox, and Cox, and they were part of the massive success of the Braves. They won 14 straight division titles. They made 15 playoffs, and they won the only major professional sports title in Atlanta. The only one. People forget that. That's a big deal. And I remember watching so many of those games, so many of them. And Maddox, especially, he was one of my favorites. He was, he had an incredible career with the Cubs, too. I guess with the Braves, Cubs, Padres, and Dodgers, if you want to think about it that way. And he won four straight Cy Young Awards in the 90s. He won 15 or more games for 17 straight seasons, which is huge. And that was, he just studied everybody. And he had incredible control. So I love that he said, I had 12 years in Chicago, 11 in Atlanta. Both places are special. And he said he wouldn't be standing there without the experiences in both of those cities. So it's great that he doesn't have a team on his cap, because I think that'd be too tough for him to choose. Too tough to choose. And if you've never made the trip and you are a baseball fan, if you like watching whoever you watch locally, oh boy, put that on a list. You know, people keep calling it a bucket list, but whatever you want to call it, I'm going to get this done list, an accomplishment list. It's a fun place to go anyway, because it's kind of this sleepy town in upstate New York. And it's there's something really neat about being there anyway. And then you've got, if you go when the ceremony's not happening, and you just go and you go to the Hall of Fame, go on an off time, it's incredible. Since I've done both, and both were equally exciting to me. If it's your favorite player or your team or whatever, it's pretty cool. Or if you're just doing it to go and actually see the hall, and it's kind of an offish time. I mean, there's no pure off time. But if you go when less people would be around, and you can really mill around and see all the memorabilia that's there and experience it, it's something. I feel very fortunate to have spent a little time with the man behind the Hall of Fame now, Jeff Idelson, because he really took me through and showed me a lot of what was up there. And Jeff was somebody who worked for the Yankees in a PR sense, and got those phone calls from George Steinbrenner at 2:30 in the morning when he was exploding about something that was happening. And so he earned his stripes. And then, you know, there's there at the hall with all that history and all those legends and all the things that they do at the Hall of Fame, and it's pretty cool. Of all the Hall of Fames in professional sports that I've been to, and I like history and museums in general anyway, but which usually for me would mean American history, that kind of stuff, or going to battlefields. But in the sports sense, if we're just strictly talking about sports, I think the Baseball Hall of Fame might have it over even the NFL, which is tough to say because the NFL is pretty good too in Canton, Ohio, but I got to give it to probably Cooperstown. So if you've never made that trip and you have a chance to do it and you're even a mild baseball fan, boy, absolutely go and do it. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.